The federally funded subsidy is determined based on the income and size of the household and is paid directly to the approved child care provider at the beginning of each month. Parents who don't have U.S. immigration documents are not eligible for child care subsidies. Lieutenant Governor Deirdre Henderson chaired the May 4th Utah Early Childhood Commission meeting. Public input submitted through an email by Park City's Early Childhood Alliance Executive Director Kristen Schultz asked the commission to address the policy limiting child care subsidies to mixed status immigrant families. She said the state's policy to disallow access to the subsidies ignores two guiding principles, equity and inclusivity. She asked if the Child Care Commission stands by the existing policy.
According to a recent report from the Utah Foundation, Latinos are five times less likely than state residents overall to graduate from high school and half as likely to receive any higher education. This education gap starts early. Minority, low-income, and English language learning students score disproportionately lower on school readiness assessments when they begin kindergarten. Investing early in the care and education of our youngest Utahns is essential to setting a firm foundation for future success and offers our state a great opportunity to maximize its return on investment.
KPCW contacted Lieutenant Governor Henderson, who responded to Schultz's question during the meeting. However, her office did not return KPCW's request for comment before publishing this report.
We are, of course, aware of the child care subsidy issue, and it is something that we're looking at and we're working on. There is a process to do that, but it is something that we're aware of and looking at removing that barrier.
Holy Cross Ministries CEO Emmy Gardner said the Utah Compact on Immigration should be a lived reality in policy, interpretation, and distribution of benefits to Utah families.
We're asking DWS, the governor's office, the legislature to truly live the state compact by interpreting the federal legislation in such a way that it promotes inclusivity. You know, as we looked at other states, as the way they've interpreted this regulation has been in an inclusive manner where they only consider the U.S. citizenship status of the child and they don't make this an immigration issue for the parent.
Gardner said they've worked with the National Immigration Law Center. The states of New York, New Mexico, and Arkansas have adopted inclusive practices that address mixed status families.
As we've looked at in the Intermountain West, Colorado, Nevada, Idaho, New Mexico, Arizona as well, really what they are doing is only looking at proof of U.S. citizenship for the child, not for the parent.
Gardner said Utah appears to promote the child care subsidy as an immigration issue. She said the parent's immigration status should not come to bear in deciding which U.S.-born children can have access to federally funded child care subsidies.
That's that immigration focus versus just really looking at, is the child who is the beneficiary of this child care subsidy a U.S. citizen? And if they are, then that should be it. And then we should work with DWS, the governor's office, others to say, how do we then validate work or education for the parent?
The Park City Early Childhood Alliance estimates the number of U.S. citizen minors living with at least one undocumented parent in Utah ranges from about 500 to 1,200 children. Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.
KPCW News reports on issues affecting children age 0 through 3 years old is brought to you by the Early Childhood Fund at the Park City Community Foundation. For more information, go to earlychildhoodalliance.net.